Welcome back to Padres Social Hour, which has become quite the hip-hop hub. A couple weeks ago, we had Lil Jon here, and today, very happy to welcome Nelly to the couch. How you doing, man?
I'm good, man. How you?
I'm really good. You are going to take the stage here a little later after tonight's game, and yeah. I got to tell you, people have been fired up about this concert that you're going to put on here a little later. You excited to be in San Diego, put this on here at a baseball game?
Of course, man. San Diego's always showed Nelly an unbelievable amount of love and support all throughout my career, so... You know, I'm a huge baseball fan and all that. So, you know, getting a chance to come out, the land of Tony Gwynn.
That's right. Absolutely.
The land of Tony Gwynn is an honor, man. I appreciate the love.
Good, good, good. I know you've shown yourself to be a big sports fan over the years, from St. Louis, fan of all those teams. You know, what was your athletic upbringing? Did you play a lot of sports? What sports did you play?
Well, I mean, growing up in St. Louis, you know, baseball is like number one. You know, so I played a lot of baseball all throughout, you know, childhood, high school, some after high school, things like that. So baseball, but I played a lot of different sports. I played basketball and football as well in high school. But baseball, I would probably say as far as my physical attributes was probably the one that a lot of us thought would probably be the thing for Nelly other than music.
What kind of a baseball player were you? I'm guessing you're fast.
I played shortstop, second base, center field. I can play wherever, but majority of what I did was especially playing varsity, you know, coming in as a freshman and things like that. Freshman year, I played second.
Okay.
Then I kind of slid because we had an awesome shortstop when I got there, you know. And then by the time I was like sophomore going into my junior year, I was over there at shortstop.
So coming from St. Louis, St. Louis and San Diego are in kind of in similar situations right now in the football situation.
Yeah,
that both teams might be trying to get to L.A. How are you feeling about the Rams situation and maybe sneaking out of St. Louis?
Well, I don't think they'll be sneaking. I think everybody's looking at this point.
True. So bad choice of words there.
Yeah, but no, it's okay. Well, I tell you what, this is one time I hope you guys win.
That's what I say when everybody asks me. I hope St. Louis and Oakland beat them to L.A. and we get to stay.
Well, it's tough, you know what I mean? But you understand the business aspects of it and things that happen. But, you know, I know it's a lot of people there, such as myself, that definitely love and support the Rams and would hate to see them go.
Now, I remember Country Grammar when I was in college, when you kind of broke onto the scene, and you've just continued to have success. What do you attribute such a long, sustained career to? I mean – how is this working out for you so well?
I think just fans supporting you, but also understanding that things change and, you know, you try to change as much as you can with it, but not changing yourself. You know what I mean? You have to find that thin line, and I think when artists do that, they are able to go on and continue to have, you know, such long-standing careers. But, again, we're nothing without fans supporting us, without fans growing up with us and understanding the change of life that is with music.
And you've seen the industry change, going into social media and record sales, into touring. It's just a totally different business than when you first started, right?
Yeah. Well, touring is pretty much the same. You know, shows are shows. But as far as the music business, exactly. But everything has changed, you know, with social media. So, you know, evolution is inevitable. So, you know, you have to be prepared, and you either have to change with it or get left behind.
Now you just finished Nellyville, I think, just wrapped up its second season. You've done some acting. Is that something you want to do more of? You enjoy that side of the entertainment business?
Yeah, I definitely do. I definitely, again, I want to explore all aspects of Nelly that that could be explored within myself. So Nellyville was something that I thought would be really dope because I thought it would get a chance to show someone such as myself, a single father in hip-hop, but also being a father. I don't think we get enough credit for taking part in our kids' lives as much as we do. I know people see the negative stereotypes about rappers and hip-hop, and they don't see so much of the positive things that we really are doing on a daily basis. So I thought that was an interesting situation to be shown.
Really good stuff here with Nelly. Going to play the post-game concert tonight.
What
are you working on? I'm sure you've always got a million things in the hopper. Yeah. What's in production for you right now?
Well, right now, again, we just, like you said, we just wrapped up, finished shooting Nellyville, which if you haven't got a chance, make sure you check that out on BET every Tuesday night. Getting ready to drop a single with myself and Jeremiah called The Fix. That's really dope. And doing more music, working with my daughter, Chanel. She's working on her music thing. Also, my son slash nephew, JGE, their music career and things of that nature. Also, getting ready, Real Husbands of Hollywood. We're about to start shooting that pretty soon. So, just getting off the road, man. I mean, just busy.
Sounds like,
you know what I'm saying?
Sounds like you got a lot going on.
Yeah.
Really appreciate you stopping by, talking
to us.
Have a great show tonight. Enjoy the game.
I appreciate it.
Really appreciate you talking with us, man.
No problem, man.
All right.
For having me.
All good. Have a great show, and more Padres Social Hour coming up right
after
this.
Let's do it.